This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Olsher.
Alrighty, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. God bless you, Mary Gallet. God bless you. Mary Gallet, Rich Lotay, Steve Olsher hanging out, and we got a very special guest joining us here for the rant today, and we're going to be doing your episode after this, so make sure if you're listening to the podcast version of this that you check out Mark Ramsey's specific episode, which will be called Reinventing Media. We got to figure that one out. Maybe Kelly will text us. Kelly, text us! And White Wade's hanging around and walking around here somewhere. Hey, Mr. Wade Taylor, how you doing, man? All right, yeah, very good. All right, so Mark, thanks for joining us here and hanging out on the rant. And choose to participate at your own at your own risk if you dare. But awesome having you here, man. Very, very, very interesting week of things. Not the least of which is, by the way, if just Mark, let me ask you this. I know how you roll, man. So you've got a $6 million Rolex. You've got a $12 million ring on your other hand, and you do a lot of social media, and you're always posting pictures of yourself with your bling. And
obviously, you got the wrong person.
Oh, you're not Mark Ramsey?
I thought. No, that's not me.
Oh, damn it. All right, so Rich, who's Rich, basically, long story short, you put all your shit on social media. You show these pictures of your $4 million ring, your $6 million necklace, this, that, and the other. Do you ever really, is there ever really a surprise that at some point somebody decides, you know what? That might be an easy target.
Yeah,
I'm surprised there's not more, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. So just in case you're missing what we're talking about here, Kim Kardashian, Paris, hanging out there for the Paris Fashion Week or whatever it was, decided it was a really good idea to say, I'm in Paris. I'm here with my bling. Here's the new ring Kanye got me. And it was like a
$4.5 million
ring. Let's hang out. Here I am. And of course, Five Knuckleheads decided, let's hang out. And didn't take much because her security was gone. And all they had to do was basically say to the concierge, you've got two choices. Take us to her room or we leave you here on the floor. And so
is that how it happened?
Basically how they're saying it happened. And they were trying to say at first the concierge was in on it. But then, you know, she was like, no, I mean, you know, obviously I had nothing to do with these guys came. They basically, you know, put a gun to me and said, take me to her room. Took her to her room. She had no security. They go into her room, tie her up, gag her, the whole nine, take $10 million worth of jewelry. So I guess the question is, and Mark, you could probably speak to this pretty effectively, man, because I know you're deep into the whole media world. At what point do you go, well, fuck, she had it coming? Like, that's just stupid. And not only is it stupid, but I mean, it's like, if you're going to be that dumb and that blatant, at least surround yourself with security. And her security guard wasn't even there. He was out with one of her sisters doing whatever. So social media, too transparent. Do we say less? Are we surprised that five guys decided, like, this is probably an easy target?
I would say it's content development for the reality show, and it's great content development.
I agree.
Yeah.
So you think this – okay. So that's a great, 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 great point. Is at what point do you then sit there and say how much of that is actually contrived and maybe there's some sort of inside job going on that? I mean,
is she like a ninja warrior training? How does she get out of zip tied, getting tied
well,
up?
Well, now there is stuff. The other question,
why
right?
Why did the bodyguard disappear? And why are we even talking about her? This is why he said it's media training, because like, we're like here talking about someone that doesn't even know our name.
Right. Well, and that's a. It's a.
What
really,
if she does?
I know. Damn it. Why am I lowering my? Like,
no, but it's. But the point being, if you have that much bling, if you have that much status, and I mean, even I don't post when I travel. I don't post on social media because I don't want people to know I'm out of town. Like that just seems to me like you're kind of raising the flag and going, "Hey, I'm not there. You want to go get something? You know, go pet my dogs and
post
steal
them
my
when you
shit."
Get home.
So do you post when you travel, Mary Gallet?
I don't. No, I'm not a big poster though.
You post your toes.
Yeah, I don't do that.
That's right. It's like your toes on the beach. you know, just kind of hanging. But if you
travel I've seen those toes. I didn't know those were yours.
So, Rich, do you post much when you travel?
I don't post.
You don't post at all.
I barely post.
You guys aren't helping the show very much, are you?
Well, I know. Well, for all the...
I mean, not that kind of stuff. I'm not... I don't go around showing off stuff. This has been going on for years. There used to be in L.A., the kids would go rob the... You know, when the people were saying they're at the club taking pictures, doing this, they'd be like, oh, okay, well, we know where she lives. Let's go.
Right.
And they would do that for... This is nothing new. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is just... This one just seems too coordinated.
Yeah.
Like what Mark... You know, I just... It's perfect.
It's content. It's perfect.
Yeah.
She wins regardless.
It's a spinoff series.
Do you think she's going to come out of pocket $4 million? There's like, no, insurance is going to pay her something, and everyone's talking about her, so she wins.
Yeah, she... I mean, clearly.
Stupid.
And they were actually saying that there's the possibility that sometimes when celebrities travel, they actually have copies made of the real jewelry. So it could have been like a cubic zirconia or something like that.
And copies of the celebrities too. Don't forget.
Right? It's like one of those movies. You ever see one of those movies where they're like it's the escape idea, and they have like five trucks? They're like the exact same truck, and they all go off and like. Five directions, and then you got to pick like which truck you think the criminal is in. That no, yeah.
Mark just gave me a good idea for a new business.
I don't think it was Ocean's 11 that was required to do this heist.
All right, so obviously, in my way of thinking, there's a discussion that can be had around this. Not to say that we want to discuss it any further, but I think with Mark here talking about media and how to publicize what you do and how to talk about. You know, who you are and get that notoriety and get the following, because ultimately, I mean, that's what this game is all about, right? I mean, it's all about you have no audience, you have no business, yeah?
Well, yeah, you have no audience, you have no business, but you need something worthy to gather an audience. And sometimes I think people put the emphasis in the wrong place. Mm-hmm. It's like, how do I gather an audience? Let's do a podcast. How does your podcast gather an audience? Well, let's presume that the podcast is worth an audience first. What if it isn't?
So
then you have no right to an audience.
Yeah, and let's be honest, is this show worth an audience?
Well, this episode certainly.
Yeah, because you're on it. Well played. And and by the way, in about 12 minutes, there's going to be five guys. We're going to rush in, and they're going to take. What, you have anything that we can report?
No.
Timex. we need all the publicity we can get. Yes, Mary.
Well, no. I mean, you started out with. The stupid story in Paris with those guys. But truly, I'm going back to this home invasion and people getting in and doing whatever want. Do you guys have Nextdoor in your neighborhood where you go online?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. I opted out of that fast.
Well, it's kind of helpful because in my neighborhood, at least, people are brazen. It's the economy's down or they're just high on drugs trying to break into homes in broad daylight. Not even...
They said like over 60% of break-ins are during... Daylight.
During the day.
Wait, during this show, in fact.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Wait, so what is Nextdoor for those who don't know what
Nextdoor,
that is?
Nextdoor, if you just Google Nextdoor, it's your local community has a website. Somebody's, you know, like, mm-hmm. I'm in Encinitas. But you can narrow it
What's
down.
What's your address?
Yeah, right? And I'm not home.
Are you home? Yeah.
I am not home right now. No, seriously, I went home one day. I left the house at 7, got home at 1 o'clock, opened up my kitchen door. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw the screen to the downstairs bedroom on the deck. Someone had tried to break into my house.
Mm.
Broad daylight, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Wow.
So
that'll scare the hell out of you.
I still don't get what this Nextdoor is, though.
Nextdoor is a website.
Yeah, so what do you do on it?
So I can post on there, hey, guys, lock your door. Somebody just tried to break into my house. And all my neighbors who are signed onto that website can read that post. So it's about community news, crime.
It's a version. It's like Facebook for your local neighborhood.
Huh. Yeah.
So and you just hope there's not a mole in there.
Right?
Hey, guys, I'm going to be going out of town next week. Everybody
keep
an eye
on
my
place. Oh, we'll keep an eye on it, all right? A very, very close eye.
So
wait, so do you get like a text message? Like is it tied to
just my
SMS?
Email. You put your email in. You fill out a profile.
So if something's happening in real time, unless you're checking your email on a consistent basis, then you're not... You don't become aware
but
of
it. But I think it's super easy to... I mean, I get my emails on my phone. If I just scan, like, there's a Nextdoor, what are they doing? They're either talking about a garage sale or a community event that's coming up or a crime.
Yeah.
And there's more and more crime.
Yeah. And there's more and more surveillance, which actually I'm kind of a fan of and I'm kind of scared of. I don't know if you saw this, but, I mean, like, let's just say hypothetically you're Bigfoot, right? and you're just trying to do your own thing. You're just like a big hairy dude. You're like 8 feet tall. You just want to hang out in the forest. You just want to do your own thing. And there he was. Did you see this in Michigan?
No.
No. So Bigfoot, and they have footage. So it's, I mean, it's clearly, clearly Bigfoot.
Big footage.
You saw, they have big footage of this because they keep an eye, like there's a camera.
A drone?
No, like an actual like camera that was installed above an eagle's nest. Because I guess like for some reason there are people, probably the same people who are followers of Kim Kardashian and so on.
They're, but they're all over Ustream. But they're watching all these little eagles and
yes,
owls and
they're sitting there like weird. How bored do you have to be to sit there and like, I guess maybe like that one moment.
Any hour now they're gonna come back with a worm.
But like,
we're gonna get to see it.
I mean, I guess like that one moment, like when the eagle eggs hatch. Like, I guess that might be kind of cool. And then you're looking at these slimy little things, and then a bigger bird comes and plucks them out and, you know, eats them. But there was a camera above this eagle's nest in Michigan, and sure enough, Bigfoot. Like, I'm telling you, it was Bigfoot. He was walking. Google it. You'll see it. YouTube it. Whatever. Mm-hmm. And he was like walking around. He was scratching himself on the tree. He was doing his whole thing. And walked on his merry way.
But met up with the clowns.
Did he have that jerky?
He had the jerky for sure. So
it's funny that that happened just at random beneath a known location where a camera's perched.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I don't know if it was a coincidence, but here's what I do know is that no matter where you are, no matter who you are, you're probably being watched by somebody. So be careful what you put out there, folks. That's what I got for you.
Probably the strangest rant ever.
Agreed. Mary Gallery, Richard Tate, Mark Ramsey, Steve Ulcher. We'll talk to you guys on the next rant.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulcher, visit reinventionradio.com.